Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. And tonight, we're in for a treat, and we're going to open your eyes to the heart-brain connection, but we're also going to open you up to the sovereign. And Landon D. Andrews is my guest, and Lance is a dashing and wild international marijuana smuggler whose love for surfing huge waves epitomizes his character as a man who lives according to his own rules beyond the fringes of society. His world comes crashing down when he was awoken one morning in his mountain enclave and finds himself staring down the barrel of a gun. An agent sent by the feds come to kidnap him, forcing him into court to stand trial against their presumptions and alleged crimes. Given a long sentence, he is sent to prison to serve his time in America's worst federal lockups. As Lance's world is torn apart, he is thrust into a nightmare of jail. He meets another prisoner who teaches him the true implications of his physical bondage. Joseph reveals to Lance the world beyond the fence line is as much of a prison as the one that cages him inside. He also shows him a secret that is coded in law that will not allow him to walk out of the gates as a free man, but will unlock a treasure trove of wealth beyond his wildest imagination. Not knowing of his beast he is toying with, he puts to use the tools he is armed with that might gain his freedom and access to incredible riches, risking more than he could ever foresee. Alerting a high authority to his activity sends a ripple effect to the command, to the top of the command chain, where he is picked up on their radar to be dealt with in his attempts to write himself off a global slave plantation. The journey unfolds, and the reader discovers that the trigger that Lance sets off through his action in prison reveals a hierarchy extending to the top of every power structure, where a higher authority or an intelligence governs the construct from above as cells would be overseen in a larger body. In a dazzling story of subterfuge and deceit committed upon the masses, the author will engage you and will begin to question the belief system in the story you have been sold. If you are faint of heart and would rather not entertain a fictional story that would be more real than we think is of as true, then you might not be able to handle the sovereign. If you are prepared to be swept away by aliens, shadow governments, quantum realities, and the like them, to strap yourself in it tightly, because the ride is wild, thought-provocative, and it gets more exciting. The Sovereign here's a testimony to The Sovereign by Philip Goldberg, the author of The American Vendetta and other books. The Sovereign is a bold blend of science fiction, futuristic, utopian novel adventure yarn, and treatise on the universal spiritual principles. A courageous first novel that holds together as a satisfying page turn that pays off the reader's attention. I want to welcome Landon to the show. Welcome, man, Landon.
Oh, thank you very much. That was great. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here with you and really admire you and think that, you know, you're just doing the right thing, man. You're on point with everything that you're doing, and I just appreciate being here.
Well, that's very good, but you got something that I just actually got a book coming out called Sovereign Innocence. It's about, and what it's really about is how life is innocent. Everything we've been taught and everything that's happened in our lives is our convoluted convictions, and that's what really covers up the seeing the truth of life.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And the word itself, sovereignty, is really not something that is in the mainstream media today, because as people become more aware of the term and the concepts embodying the term, it is actually a key. And if you entertained the concepts enough you will find a key that will unlock the door to the collective freedom that we should be experiencing in our society, and also individual freedom that is really, you know, paramount to our journeys in life and how we come to terms with the authorities that we give homage to. And one of those things for me in my life, because I've had a very disciplinarian type father, was coming to terms with man-made agencies who really assert their authorities over the population. But as we see today, especially in the United States, we've got a serious problem that hasn't been addressed because the masters of the world who claim their sovereignty over us have used our titles against us as a way to indenture us into servitude for a lifetime where we do not have the ability to expunge a debt, and we do not have the ability to truly own what is our property, primarily the first thing being our birthright being our title. And one of the first things that you're born with is your title, your name. And some of these things I can't really elaborate too deeply on because I'm really, in this book that I've written, The Sovereign, I'm really challenging the powers that be. We're on the brink of a new era. And one of these things that we have to learn about, because it's been buried in law, particularly Uniform Commercial Code. And Uniform Commercial Code was the baby of British maritime law, which came out of how to conduct ourselves during war, particularly the British. But because we have abandoned our titles, and you might say, no, I haven't abandoned my title, my birthright, my name, my very name, which should be my property. But yes, everybody, there's very few creditors in the world. Most people are debtors. And if you're a debtor, you do not have the ability to expunge debt because we're using IOU notes or promises to pay. Most people in the country, especially in the United States now, especially with the economic calamity that we've been experiencing in the last several years, have come to understand that the monetary system is a fallacy. We have a fiat currency system that is based on debt. But really, the thing behind that is amazing to discover. When you see, most people will say, we realize that the currency is not backed by a tangible good. But most people don't know that, yes, our currency, the paper that we use to conduct commerce and everyday transactions, is backed by something tangible. And that is your title. Your title, your very birthright, your name, your very own name backs the credit in the world and the money masters of the world who've been able to print against your pledge to serve a fiction. And this is really heady stuff, but when you get into the physical aspects of our bondage, you discover that an amazing ruse has been pulled over or on the collective at large. And this is global. This isn't just in the United States. I mean, this is going on worldwide. But the physical aspects of our bondage truly does not give us the ability to expunge debt, to truly own our property, what you consider your property being intangible, as in titles and tangibles, which would be property. So we have a serious, serious problem in the United States and globally all over the world.
And you know, I understand everything you said, and here's the thing. I discovered this over the last 3 weeks, actually. People, even in the coaching in the spiritual world where they're trying to show people a better way, they are afraid to discover their own pathway. They're afraid to get outside of a book or a computer. And that is really where this country has to, and the world has to begin, because we got to start discovering our own pathways and discovering our own sovereignty to get the other free. Wouldn't you say, Landon?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. There is nobody who can take you on the journey to self-discovery. That is, there's sign pointers and there's some great material and perhaps gurus who can point the way, but that journey is for an individual and nothing can take you there. There is no savior. We must save ourselves. And like you said, that was, we got to get off our computers and we got to, tune into the heart connection. There is, we were just talking about it, but there is an actual neurological pathway, a communication pathway from the heart to the mind. The heart is the only organ in the human body that actually communicates with the mind. So this is very pertinent for what you were just addressing, because in the context and the discussion of sovereignty, there's a very incredible piece of knowledge in the concept itself regarding the discovery of self and what that means to you as an individual and to the community and to the nation and to the planet at large. We are a quarantine planet. We will not be allowed to join the universal sovereign citizenry that we're all part of. There is no separation, and the term has become cliche. But when we understand that the only unifying principle in a global sovereign's manifest is that in man-made governance is the recognition of self in others. This is one of the core principles that I like to engage in the spiritual aspects of sovereignty and the spiritual aspects of our own bondage, the programs that we've been uploaded with or human biocomputers as a computer that you use on your desktop. You can think of your own body-mind mechanism as a vessel, as being a human biocomputer, or really a meat computer. And we have been uploaded from birth with certain programs that really pull the veil in front of our eyes, not giving us the ability not only to save ourselves, but to see that there is no separation, that self is an extension of the witness. And the witness gave us this experience so that we may rediscover what it means, what self is truly comprised of, what it's composed of. And so, for me, that's why sovereignty, the spiritual aspects of sovereignty, are so important.
Sovereignty, and see, even in this country, if you want to, you tell people there's a country out there that's $16 trillion in debt and has no currency. And they'll say, really, what country is that? And I say, the United States. And it just befuddles people to understand. We're a country that's $16 trillion in debt with no currency. All they have is land and the individual. It's the American people that are being mortgaged, and we don't even know it.
Oh, so well said. So well said. So well articulated. This is so true. And it's such a good word to use. I mean, your birthright, our birthrights, our very names have been leveraged against us. And I won't get too much into detail because I don't want to become a martyr. But when you realize that you have a trust account, in your name held by the Treasury Department that is charged with millions of dollars, people perk up and they listen because they want to know about where the money is. They say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I have a trust account? Yes, you do. And when you just talked about, how we've been mortgaged, our titles have been leveraged against us, and this stuff has been coded so that the general populace does not understand what has really been used against the layman, the proletariat. They do not understand. It's not something that's divulged because there's such things called adhesion contracts. And adhesion contracts are one-sided contracts that anybody can really draft against you, which you have to serve. And when you were born into this system, you were registered. And now this word is a very powerful word. It's flung around the place, all over the place now, because we register ourselves every day into all kinds of things, especially on the internet. But when you were born and your parents registered you where you were born at using the Board of Vital Statistics, your title became a bond instrument for the powers that be and the money masters of the world to pledge your straw man, and really not just pledge your straw man, but pledge the real living blood, flesh, bone man to serve against the contract that is basically, we do not have the ability to expunge. This contract that the money masters of the world have been able to use to create all the credit in the world. I mean, all these notes that we use in the act of commerce called money, they're promises to pay. They're IOU notes. They do not give a normal anybody the ability to truly expunge a debt. So what do you own? So my book is all about coming to terms with our physical bondage and the implications that has on you and our remedy. There is a remedy. We can always talk about what's wrong in the world, but let's talk about how we can change these things. And one of our remedies, if anybody out there is interested, they can go look at House Joint Resolution 192. And that will explain a lot. I don't want to get too much into it because I'm, like I said, I don't want to be a martyr. This stuff is very sensitive stuff. When the Fed starts picking up to the fact that you're on to this, especially when you register, not when you register, but when you tell them that you want your title back, and there's a process to get your birthright back, you're put on a Secret Service list, an NSA list, and you become somebody that's now a dangerous person because you have the ability to, especially if you're vocal about it, not only to expunge and discharge presumptions, but you have the ability to tell other people. And they don't want you to do that because when enough people know about what the ruse that has been pulled over us or on us, people are going to be very upset. People think that they own their titles. They don't. Your name is a corporation held by the Treasury Department.
There's a lot of things a lot of people don't understand, but they don't understand the capital U, little f, capital U, capital F, States of America. You start saying that to people, they really get confused. So, and something I've really opened up to, the only thing I've learned in my writing, Landon, is if I can get, I've learned how to, if the words they don't open my eyes, the heart, and the third eye at the same time, I'm not on the right path, and that's what I've really discovered. And along with what you're saying here, people don't understand this was a sovereign country when it started. But in the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation ain't what we think it is it?
No. I mean, as of now, the United States is a corporation, filed as a corporation, incorporated in Britain, and the government, what we perceive or understand as the government, is really a could be considered a what would the word be? I'm at a loss for words here, but it could be considered a shoe-in for the government that was really taken over before the United States was turned into a corporate entity. And so as a corporate entity, we all serve this fiction and this debt that has been cleverly crafted by the money masters of the world to basically put us into indefinite slavery. And so when, you know, we think, oh, Abraham Lincoln, and I don't mean to take away from all the great things he achieved, but, you know, a lot of this stuff about, you know, when this was going down and the whole crux, the thrust of the movement was about freeing the blacks and so they weren't slaves. What really happened was the entire nation became slaves. The entire nation became slaves to the money masters of the world who put us in a serious conundrum. And now, you know, people are starting to find out, but it's a scary thing because when you realize what's really going on, it can be not only disheartening, but it can really put you in a place where you don't know what to do. You just, your tongue, you're not only, your hands are tied. So what you're saying, you know, a lot of people are catching on to. This is something that's becoming, you know, public knowledge.
And also, but, you know, in dealing in where I've gotten to, you know, when you see people in the United States, and they walk with their heads down nowadays. We don't walk with our heads up anymore. And people are afraid of the truth. And you know, but once
I'm going to call right back because this phone's cutting up.
Okay, I'll wait for you to call right back in. We're going to wait for Landon. He's down and he had some, they had a, something happen. But anyway, what he's, we're really talking about here is freeing your own innovation. And it's going to take the individual entrepreneur and the individuals of this country to open up their own ways to making their own ways in life. And it's really becoming to be about a sovereign and a sovereign entity, but it's sovereign in our own thinking is where this is really opening us up at. If anybody's got any questions and wants to ask Landon a question, it's 718-305-6548. And his book is called The Sovereign. And as we're talking here, and I have learned how to write to open up people's their inner landscape, I call it. And it is by opening the heart to the mind. And that is where it goes forward. And if anybody wants to ask any questions, you're more than welcome. And as you hear Landon talk, you're really getting a feel for what's going on in the world and how we're opening up. But the people have to discover if they want the life they desire, they really are going to have to do their own inner work. I call it the enterprising of their own entrepreneur. And as we're waiting for Landon to call in here in just a minute, and he should be right back here. And 612, you have your hand up, and I will. 612, is this Landon?
This is Landon. I'm back.
Oh, good. Anyway, good. And you know, this is really an entertaining show for me because there are so few people, but there's getting to be more, but people don't understand. And you know, something that I've noticed, and it happened in 2006, John Edwards, they took him to Brussels. And you start watching these politicians that start getting a little prominent, they all make a trip to Brussels. The money men of the world, they're very intelligent. But, Landon, the question is, once you start seeing all the manipulation, it becomes transparent to you, even if, with what's going on right now. To me, it is. I mean, what do you feel?
I totally agree with you. And you know, it's kind of like a good analogy is when you start slowly lifting the veil and you get a little peek behind the veil, it becomes starkly apparent that as human beings, we might be possibly being farmed on this planet. You know, everything is a reflection of consciousness. And, you know, when you see human beings farming animals through animal husbandry, you can really apply that to greater dimensions. And there is a higher hierarchy and an ascending authority, and even the masters of the world that you were speaking about, these people who think that they're able to create slaves out of the human populace, there is a higher authority above them, and it keeps going all the way up. And you know, there's some wild things going on this planet that we don't have the capacity to sense or be aware of because it's outside of our capacity for sensory perception. But you know, the masters of the world who have really used their manipulation tactics against us for a master-slave relationship, they fail to see that really what they're doing is enslaving self, because there is no separation. When you peel back all the onion, the layers of the onion, the same animating presence that is within me is within you. You are an extension of me. Everything that I have come to witness is an extension of that energy. So it's really sad because what they've done is they've chosen to enslave self in creation. And that is why as a society, in the collective on this planet, we've been quarantined until we recognize, especially with the spiritual sovereigns manifest, and this is what I'm talking about, until we recognize that person that you see that you may consider an enemy is really an extension of self, these things that we have going on right now will dissolve. These wars, this struggle, this strife, countries, the idea of national sovereignty is dissolving. We have to understand, we have to see that we're all connected on this one beautiful little planet, spaceship Earth, together. If we don't understand that, you know, and I'm not for a global central government that's going to perpetuate a master-slave relationship. That is not what I'm for. I'm for more like an awakened sovereign governing body that really holds as one of their core principles that everything is an extension of that animating presence within you. And that is why, okay, let me tell you this. The Spiritual Sovereign's Manifesto is the dissolution of the master-slave relationship by the recognition of self in all that is witness. The subjugation of self through concepts of separation then never become its outward externalization in the collective. And that is what the masters of the world have failed to understand. They're enslaving themselves in creation because everything is connected. We are one.
And that's absolutely true. But here's something this is a question that came to me when you was talking. The manipulators, the powers to be, whatever they want, they're actually enslaved in their own slavery by wanting to enslave other people, wouldn't you say?
Oh, you couldn't have said it better. It's absolutely true. That what really, and somebody was telling me the other day, they were saying, why do you choose to focus on these things, and especially when there's nothing we can do about it? You know, all I want to focus on is the love because, you know, what you give attention to is what you create. And you know, these are some of the new dogmas that have come out with the idea of I forgot the name of the book, but you know, intention and what you focus on and what you want in this life, you've got to really give some serious thought to what you are entertaining in your mind. But I said to them, I said, look, you know, there's influences outside of yourself. We're all one, yes. But there are influences that are exerted upon us that have an effect. And if you don't, the first step to inciting change is to become aware of those influences, you know, especially man-made influences. And what you say is so true about, the powers that be that have really chosen to see that, you know, and there's an agenda. The agenda, let me just say this, the agenda that these masters of the world have really come to believing is that they can actually attain perfection in the body in the material dimension and actually defeat the entropic forces that we're bound by, this animating presence within us never dies, but if we don't learn the lesson, if we don't evolve, if we don't ascend and really embrace the concept of no separation, we will come to repeat this experience on planet Earth as the fall, the biblical fall, again and again and again. We're on the cusp of something great here. Everybody can feel it. Most people that are in tune with the energies that we're being bombarded with, they know that something great is on the horizon. Now, what that is has to do with self-governance. It has to do with how you perceive yourself in this universe. And, you know, somebody asked me the other day, where are you from? And I said to them, well, I was registered in the country of Canada. But you know where I'm really from? The universe, man, just like you. There is no separation. And that's why when we talk about the heart, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
Well, that's when we talk about the heart, you know, if the people out there who are listening right now, go into your heart. You know, just get out of the mind, get out of the intellect, and go down to your heart and ask yourself, is this true? Is what he's saying true? And, you know, so often our intellect drowns out that quiet voice of the heart. But in my book, The Sovereign, this is really something that in my characters they cultivate. And once they really tap in to the heart-mind connection, we're led by our higher selves to choose correctly. The free will choice has been given to us. We're on the brink of either destroying ourselves in the collective or ascending in the collective to create a utopian dream. You know, really, how do we want to live on this planet? Do we want to go and be at war with our brothers and sisters? Do we want to perpetuate a master-slave relationship in the collective? No, I don't think we do. And I think that the American people want a way. They want the ability to own their birthrights, their names, their titles. They want to have the ability to expunge debt, truly expunge debt, and not be indentured servants in a system where they're perpetual slaves to a fictitious debt, which has been manifested out of their pledge. And not only their pledge, but all the money in the world has been created from us, the debtor. And so we're really borrowing our own money, paying interest on it, which is just insanity. The ruse is amazing, and it's been very cleverly contrived. And, you know, we gotta awaken to this fact. We need to know about our physical bondage. When somebody says to me, oh, man, just focus on the love, dude. Don't worry about what's going on. Hey, no, sorry, you know what? I want to be aware of what's going on. I don't want the wool pulled over my eyes. I'm tired of the veil being held before my eyes so I can't truly see.
You know, and Landon, we're out of time here, but anyway, we'll have you back to this. But you know, when somebody tells me to do it through love or something like that, all it tells me is they're hiding from their real self.
Well said. Well said,
and
my brother.
And I say that, and see, that's the thing. If you are afraid to engage in the negativity and in the stuff going out there with the wisdom to expand out of it, we're going to swirl and whirl in the same place.
You're right on point about that. I totally 100% agree.
And how can we get your book, The Sovereign? I want to make sure everybody can get that.
Okay, well, the book's available on Kindle right now. And in a few days, about 5 or 6 days, it will be available for print copy as well. There's book 1, 2, and 3. And, it's available on Kindle. So if people don't have a Kindle, they can, and they prefer to actually hold a book in their hands, in approximately 6 days, it will be ready for print copies off of Amazon as well.
And towards the end of April, we'll have you back, Landon, because what you're talking about is the true awakening. And it's really about expanding through life to get to the energizing of your life.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And the book will be available on Amazon, right?
Amazon and Kindle. The book's available on Amazon as a print copy in a couple days.
All righty. And Landon, thank you. And I want to thank all the guests and everybody for being here. And we'll be here next Tuesday night. And everybody, good night.